And welcome, everybody, to episode, 747, like the big airplane that we are of RP Grinders. I am your host, Frank Branch, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great and Breakman the Bold. Gentlemen, how are you doing this week?
I'm alright, I guess. There's some downtime, stuff like that. There's some sad days, but I'd say overall it's looking up.
Overall looking up? Well, that's you know, as long as your week is like more than good, you know, like than bad, then I think that's a win, Breakman. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. I have those weeks too where the past like month has been crazy because we've been getting rain almost every day. Past couple of days we've got quarter size hail. So I'm like, yeah, it's been crazy, man. Luckily my plant survived, which I was like thankful for. I'm like, damn, that would have sucked ass. I did cover them, but in the meantime they took a pelting, but it didn't look like they were super bad off, which is good. But anyways, I'm glad we're all here. I'm glad we have probably a short show today. Not a lot of news, but we are going to have a frank discussion on a couple of things. And if you guys have anything you want to bring up in Free For All, we'll have plenty of time to do it. So why do we not? Eric, I didn't even ask you. How was your week, dude?
It's finally over, and now I've got 4 days of no work.
Oh, that's good. A little bit of vacation time there. Mm. Oh, yeah, the holiday, right? Yeah, there you go. Yeah. All right, well, let's get into the news, and then we'll get to some fun topics.
RPG News.
All right, Eric, you're up.
Okay, Dokkaban Kingdom Connect is coming to PC this fall. It's already on the Switch, but I think it came out May 9th, so April 13th in Japan. No. PC version will be a port of the Switch version, so they aren't just doing some trickery to make it a port of the original Wii title.
Well, good. Well, that's good. At least. But, it's probably still going to suck on the PC, but, you know.
But that's really it.
All right, Break, you're up next.
Coming to us live from Gamatsu. Oh, don't often get those. Gravity City launches July 13th.
Circuit, not city.
Circuit City.
Exactly.
You didn't get it. Okay, so anyway. Circuit City launches July 13th. Okay.
What the hell is wrong with my damn Mac today, man? Like, nothing is going right, man. It's like ultra slow, and I got rid of a bunch of shit on it, and fuck.
Side-scrolling action platformer. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it looks...
It's got a very Mega Man Zero-esque vibe to it.
Oh, this is that video you showed me. Okay. Yeah, that looked pretty fun.
Yeah. You know, I was going to tell you guys, Mega Man, there was a sign that somebody put up on AEW. You know how they always do signs, Breakman? One of them says, when is... what's that one game that it's not Mega Man, it's Mega Man Legends or something 3, when is, or what is the name of that game?
Mega Man Legends 3, you mean the game that doesn't exist?
Yes, and they said, when is Mega, Mega Man Legends 3 coming out or something like that, and I was like,
10 years after Nether.
I know. Shut up,
Freak Pie. If we do get it, it's definitely going to be a completely different game from whatever Inafune had planned.
And there's no way it could live up to the hype at this point. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. There's no way anybody's ever going to be satisfied.
No, it could be a great, great follow-up, and people would still shit all over it.
Well, I don't know. I mean, that's what people probably said about 11, and 11 turned out to be the best-selling game of the franchise.
Yeah, I heard 11 was great, but I didn't even touch it, man. I was like, but, I just thought you would find it kind of cool that somebody is thinking about Mega Man, you know? It's like, but
Mega Man's like different. Like that's a storied franchise. The original.
Oh no, it was Battle Network 3, I think, is what they were calling for in that sign.
No, they're probably asking for Star Force 3.
No, it was.
Are you sure it wasn't
Star Force 4.
I'm sorry.
There already is a Star Force.
Breakman, what were you saying?
Are you sure it wasn't a sequel to Battleship Network?
I think they said Battle Network 3 or some shit. I don't know. It was definitely Mega Man.
Battle Network 3 is like. Ariel is a thing.
Well, I don't know.
Network is the card game version of Mega Man.
Oh, well, sucky. But yeah, they were asking.
We have to thank Frank for his old brain, old man brain, not
Stop it. Eric, you're exiled, you son of a bitch. Just like Freak 5 is exiled. He says it's a Mac. That's what's wrong with it. How dare you? My Mac has been awesome for years.
Let's type it in right now.
I've had this Mac for like almost 10 years, man. It's time to get a new one, man. Seriously. And the other thing that's wrong with it, if I put RAM in it, it would be like a brand new computer. But I don't trust myself to put, you know, I was watching an online tutorial.
Okay, you're threaded.
Eric, can I finish, dude? I mean, finish.
Frank, no.
How dare you? I get like one word out, and it's like, and it's got a bit of blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, Eric, stop, dude. Let me finish my thought, man. Then you could chastise me. Jesus. All right, next story comes to us from Gamatsu. Sega Genesis Nintendo Switch Online adds Crusader of Senti, Ghouls and Ghost, Landstalker, and the Revenge of Shinobi. So that's kind of cool.
I still hate that you have to buy an expansion pack just for Genesis games.
I know, that's ridiculous. I mean, are there more than this on that expansion pack?
You also get N64 games and Game Boy Advance games.
Okay, well that's cool. There's a lot of Game Boy Advance games that are good.
I mean, that's for $50. I think they've made the value at this point. They've added enough
games. Yeah, I was going to say, I only pay $20 a year. And I get to play all the regular Nintendo and Super Nintendo. And Eric, Jesus, dude. I didn't even finish. I feel like I've gotten my value's worth with that $20. You know what I mean? With all the Nintendo and Super Nintendo games. So it's not bad. Go ahead, Eric.
I know I criticized the $50 package, but I think they've made it. I think they make it worthwhile now.
Yeah.
They've added a lot of games.
At least it's worth more than what Sony's offering with its PlayStation Plus subscription. Or, no, it's $60. The Essential tier.
Yeah, I agree. I got the regular tier, and I think that's okay. You know, whatever. 10 years probably feels like you, Frank.
For people that, you know, have something like a Steam Deck, I feel like it's unnecessary to pay that money for the spoon-fed of releases of all the spoon-fed drip-feed releases style system that
I agree. I agree, but not everybody has a Steam Deck, so
I know. So it's a good alternative for that, but I still feel like you're getting ripped off.
I know. You know, I was going to ask you, Eric, on that Steam Deck, can you play all the games on those hentai bundles that you've been saying? Is that possible?
Not without some challenges. Because a lot of those games use keyboard inputs.
I got you. Shit.
Or mouse inputs.
Got you. Freak 5 is in rare form. He says 10 years probably feels like a second for you, Frank. You're exiled, you son of a bitch.
I think the Steam Deck has Bluetooth support, so you could get a wireless mouse and keyboard set up.
Hmm. Okay. I think Freak 5's working on a record, like how many exiles he can pack in like 5 minutes or something, you know? All right, Eric, next story, please.
Next story is Sum Eterna as a release date for September 14th. And this is a prequel to Eterna Noctis, I think that's called.
Is it a Metroidvania game, Eric?
It is, but it has some roguelike formula, gotcha. Or light roguelike formula. So I guess that means that it basically has a small degree of procedural generation. I'm not exactly sure how it works.
Hmm. Okay. I think I remember.
I think you can. I think the game has a story and. But like each playthrough will be slightly different from the last. But, like, if there's a particular seed you want to play, I think there is a seed input feature in the game.
Got you. I mean, it looks okay. I mean, I don't have any video to show you guys. They didn't bother with the trailer or nothing, but, you know, whatever. I mean, the few screenshots I've seen look all right. All right,
it's probably more akin to a game like Chasm, which, like, maybe, like, once you start your game, it's static. But, like, if you play it again, it's going to look different.
Got you. All right, Breakman, you are up.
Come to us live from Komatsu. Acquire announces twin stick shooter Zealandia, Rise of the Space Pirates X2 for PS5, Switch, and PC.
Okay,
there you go.
I'm waiting for my super slow Mac to bring up at least a picture, but it doesn't look like it's even.
I still think it's funny that this game is called Rise of the. This subtitle is Rise of the Space Pirates 2 times.
Yeah.
Non-scrolling single screen combat, flashy support attacks with various armaments, beautiful 3D graphics, upgrading abilities of soldiers, firearms, and craft weapons. Stage generation system that changes the appearance pattern of planets and enemies every time you play. Shooting game that incorporates retro feeling with modern visuals and systems.
Yeah, I got it to come up.
This is one of the weirder games I've seen Acquired develop.
Yeah. You don't see many.
It looks like very arcadey, and it's like Acquired's known for like doing a couple Tenchu games and more recently the Octopath games.
Yeah. All right. Well, my link is not coming up for the next story. So, are there any volunteers? Eric, you want to help me out?
Yes, that's me.
Right.
Johanne the Parhelion, I think that's what it says. Blaze in the Deep Blue, which is it looks like it's a Metroidvania-esque game. Similar in structure probably to the recently released Grim Guardians, or rather it's Gal Guardians now. But but it's got an anime it's an anime tie-in game. It's a spin-off of the Live Sunshine series. You play as one of the characters from that game, and some couple other characters from that show up. I don't have any frame reference because I haven't watched Love Live, and I only own the season of the first series.
Alright. Well, luckily we're done with the news. I don't think there's any more news. Oh, wait. Is there more news, Eric? There was one more news story.
Yeah, but one thing I'd like to mention is if anybody's interested in watching Love Live, it's basically about idols, and a lot of these idols, almost all idols are gay, but like they're gay in a way that's like seemingly platonic. I mean, some of the characters probably do have relationships, but the show doesn't really hint at that.
It doesn't delve into it, is what you're saying.
Yeah, right? Because it's trying to be as cute as possible.
Right.
Not sexy.
Right. All right. What else we got, Eric? You got one more story, and I'm sorry for sorry to Freak Five and to the archive watchers. I don't know. My links just aren't working at all. What's the last?
This is just a link to Serenity Forge's webpage, specifically for a game called Lisa Definitive Edition. And here's the about page. I'm just going to read the description here, which is the same as my previous release, more or less. The Lisa Definitive Edition is a complete Lisa experience, combining two original story-driven RPGs, Lisa the Painful and its sequel, which is originally just DLC for the Steam release, called Lisa the Joyful. But Lisa the Joyful is more of an action game, while Lisa the Painful is a turn-based RPG. And okay. It's kind of interesting because you play from a side-scrolling perspective and you move your character as such, and then you get into an Earthbound-style battle, and then you fight. And it makes you... basically the whole setup is you're on your post-apocalyptic Earth planet called Olaf, and basically this event called the Flash happened and purged the entire planet of all of its women. So there's nothing but a bunch of men there, and society collapsed even faster than you'd expect is that happening. And now the Earth is roamed by a bunch of stupid, disgusting, perverted, and inept men.
Yeah,
and
I don't want to live in that world.
And the story of the game is that surprisingly, one girl still survived, and now you but she gets kidnapped by like somebody from the main character's past before the world went to crap, and he's trying his best to be the most decent person available to this girl, because there's lots of people that probably want to fuck her.
Well,
despite
yeah,
the fact I mean, she's only a child, because, yeah, you know, they want to reproduce.
Well, look, I don't want to live in that world where there are no women. That's the. I mean, women, I think, make this world go round, period. You know, they're the only ones that can carry the species on, you know.
All I can say is that, yeah, there are some disgusting parts of this game, and it's going to make you uncomfortable. You have to make uncomfortable choices, like choosing to get your arm cut off, you know, or losing an eye or whatever, to save one of your friends. And the only way to heal in this game is to sleep at a campfire, but even that's risky. I mean, there are other ways to heal, like there are some places to get free heals, and then there are healing items, but like a guaranteed way to heal is to sleep at a campfire, but you run the risk of losing a party member or getting a status affliction. And so you could save your game before you do that, so you could save scum to get a good result. Because I think the game lets you save anywhere. So, that's one thing you could do if you don't mind save scumming.
Save scumming is a very valid tactic for games like that, for sure. I mean, I can't emphasize it enough. If there's a game that, like, you know, you need a better outcome, and I mean, I'll talk to you a little bit about Zelda.
Also, there's a mechanic in the game called Joyful, because, like, there's a drug called Joy, and your main character is actually a recovering addict from that person, and he's actually the one supplied your kidnapper, is the one who supplied him with that drug, and he's basically kidnapping this girl to do whatever the fuck he's gonna do, and to get back at him, because he has a personal beef with him.
Okay.
But he's the one that forces you to make those uncomfortable choices, like getting your arm cut off and shit.
Yeah, that sucks.
But the game's actually pretty fun. I reviewed it back on Destructoid, my own personal C blog, because I didn't know where else I could publish something like that.
Yeah.
But
is Destructoid still around?
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway, the new features for this game is HD graphics and updated UI, which is great, because the UI wasn't the greatest, but considering it was only developed by one single person living in Denver, Colorado, and it being converted from an RPG Maker version of the game that was priorly being released on Steam, that's a good thing. So, next-gen functionalities include Nintendo Switch HD Rumble or PlayStation DualSense haptics, a light bar for the controller that lets you know, like, when your health is low, it probably turns red or something. And they're implementing adaptive trigger support. That'll be interesting.
Yeah.
DualShock DualSense speaker audio. So, yeah, if you're playing the PS4 game, you won't get the DualSense stuff, but you'll at least get that stuff.
Yeah.
With the lights and the microphone stuff. But, 120 FPS mode for PC and next-gen consoles, so there's going to be an update to make the game's frame rate more stable, because it wasn't exactly the most stable frame rate when it released. So that's a nice improvement. And, like, the visual style isn't that impressive, so making the leap to an unstable 60 to a stable 120 would be great.
Yeah. Or even a stable 60 would be awesome, you know?
Yeah. Probably for the PS4 release, it'll be. But new enemies and bosses to challenge, new stories and multiple story endings. So there's going to be new content for my revisit for this game once I play it again. Plus 20 new songs. The soundtrack of the game is actually pretty decent. A music player so you can listen to all those songs. Localized in the 12 plus languages. A painless story mode that makes the game a lot easier for you. Because it actually is kind of difficult. New border art overlays. A pixel perfect intelligent scaling option. So it's going to use AI scaling to make it look nice.
That's good.
Hopefully it works the way it's intended.
Yeah. Hopefully it doesn't Skynet our ass.
Additional secrets and more. I don't know what it means by secrets. Maybe secret characters and such.
Yeah. And we're going to try to get this guy on the show at some point.
I'm going to try.
Yeah, well, Eric is going to try, but it would be cool to talk to this guy and... you know, what's his name, Eric?
I forget, but the name of the name of the company he had for his own label, self-publishing the game, was Dingling Games.
Dingling Games? That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right, there's the news for you guys. We do have a few homie discounts. I think
Freak would like this game.
Yeah. I will go over these games real quick. The July games for PlayStation Plus are Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War, Alan Wake Remastered, and Endling. So, a pretty solid lineup, I would say, Eric.
I don't remember a game. Do you know what Endling is? I have no idea.
Whether or not you like Call of Duty, it's a huge title. So you get the cross-gen bundle there, PS5, PS4.
Free Black Ops.
Yeah, I mean, if you like Call of Duty, that's a big addition. Alan Wake I'm interested in because I like the original. And I was going to buy the remastered version when it went on sale, but now I don't have to. So I feel good about that.
I think Sony made a deal with Activision because in the inevitable event that... for whatever reason, they allow the merger to get through, they'll at least have one more Call of Duty under their belt.
Yeah. All right, so there's... Oh, and then the Xbox version, the Live Gold games, very unimpressive. Darkwood and When the Past Was Around are the two games. So you get $23 in value there. Whereas, I believe the PlayStation games... I mean, I think they're still selling... Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War for around $40. Alan Wake's like $30, so that's $70. And then Endling, I'm guessing, is a $20 or $15 indie game. So, I mean, decent value on PlayStation, not so much on Xbox, but that's kind of... I mean,
these games are... once again, there's nothing bad about them, but they don't scream like people are going to go after these.
I think on the PlayStation side, I think you're wrong. I think they're definitely going to go for that. So if you're on the fence with...
I'm just saying Alan Wake draws more people than Darkwood in the past.
If you're saying on the Xbox side, I would totally agree. I don't think... Microsoft is interested at all in their Gold Pass anymore. I think it's all Game Pass, right? I mean, that's where they're really focusing.
They're probably waiting until nobody even bothers downloading a game that month to just completely kill the idea.
Yeah, I agree. And it's sad because, I was a Gold member and I enjoyed when they first had those games. But, I mean, in lieu of that, the Game Pass is pretty fantastic, right? So it's like a catch-22. All right, so let's move on to... I don't have anything for you this week, Breakman, I don't think. I'll have to look, but let's move on.
Yeah, I didn't see anything on Twitter. I'll double-check with Break this second.
Yeah, and I'll check while we're doing this.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Inquiring minds want to know what you've been playing, Breakman.
Not much. It's been a busy week for me. More Rogue Stormers and some Borderlands and just a little bit more of Shit, what the hell's that game called again with the vampires that everybody hates?
Redfall?
Yeah, Redfall, that's it.
It's, yeah. Well, you could use said Vampire Rain, but
it's had some interesting glitches the last few times I've played it.
Yeah.
Okay, so for instance, the character I have has a robot companion.
Yes.
I went to play it, a few days ago or something like that. I turned on and suddenly got two robot companions.
Yeah. Stephanie Sterling mentioned that in her video. But it was about an NPC though, not your bot companion.
Yeah, my little bot. There were two of them. It's little yellow bot, and I'm like, what the? Did they upgrade the game or something? No, that yellow bot's not doing anything else. It's just there.
Yeah. Because it's not supposed to be there.
It's the robot's companion.
it's his companion cube.
His fuck buddy, you know. All right. What else you been playing, Break?
Robots need 10 gigs.
Yeah.
That's sweet. Oh, that's a nice one. Robot love.
Exactly. What else you been playing, Break?
I don't know. Nothing else. That's it.
All right. Eric, what you been playing?
I can finally mention the game I've been playing, Trails into Reverie.
Oh, awesome.
The Legend of Heroes game.
Oh, shit, that's cool. That's not even out yet, right? Or did it come out?
It comes out next week.
Got you.
The embargo just lifted today. I'm in Chapter 4 of Sea's Route. I'm saying Sea's Route because if I said who it really was, it'd be a spoiler.
Yeah, don't do it.
It's not much of a spoiler, though, because there's only one logical conclusion who it actually is, because his voice is a dead giveaway, even with the voice-changing module that he uses on his helmet. But, yeah, I don't have my review up, but it'll be up next week, because I'll probably have the game done by then.
Good or bad so far, Eric?
I really enjoyed it, and if anybody was complaining about the length of any of the Cold Steel games, especially Cold Steel 3 and 4, this game's about half that length. Even if you take into account doing the extra side content.
I don't like when people complain about length of games.
No, the problem isn't
how long it be too much gameplay.
I know. No, we'll talk about that later.
Talk about why it's a problem for some people. Well, the problem isn't so much that it's so long. The problem is that it doesn't have good enough pacing to justify it.
We're going to be talking about this very subject.
Although I could argue against that, I think at the very least, Cold Steels 3 and 4 could have been cut by about 20 to 30 hours.
Well, let's say,
because a lot of the time is spent actually doing battles that go on for too long, because bosses start getting bloated HP counts, and that's what takes up the majority of your time. Actual story.
Eric, let's hold this discussion for free-for-all, because there's something along these lines that I want to talk about, okay? So let's hold that discussion for free for all. And anything else you guys want to talk about as well. What else you been playing, Eric?
Whenever I finish a section or feel like I don't want to do much more for that section of the, because I only started picking it back up again on the weekend last week, because the patch came out and I was actually able to progress, and I haven't run into any problems since. And there's been yet another patch, which I don't know what it addresses, but apparently some people are running into stuff that caused problems. But I've been playing a little bit of Final Fantasy 16. Not really enough to really give my impressions on it, but I do have concerns about what the plot does with its NPCs and its side quests and the overall tone of the game. It just seems like they kind of forgot to write decent characters into there to make me give a shit about the world I'm trying to save, when it's having the opposite effect of, like, everybody's awful, this world doesn't need to be saved, it should be destroyed. And I almost feel like it's like some kind of weird backwards recruitment tool for terrorist organizations just to burn the world. It's like, nobody told the writing team maybe we should, you know, do some certain things.
All right.
All right. That's all I can really say about it, because I need to verify the claims that other people make to see if it's as severe as they say it is.
All right. No problem. You're still fresh into that game, and I want to play it too, but I'm waiting for a sale. I've heard enough. I'm waiting for
a sale. Well, I did see a sale for the game for $42 at QVC with a code.
Yeah.
That was posted a couple days ago. But
every fucking time.
Isn't QVC shipping like ridiculously expensive compared to other places?
I don't know, but every time you send,
even then you're saving about. It's normally a $70 game, so even then you're saving about $15 at least.
Well, every time you send me those codes, those games are fucking sold out. Like, I wanted to get Tears of the Kingdom, and of course, you know, but it was sold out. But you know, whatever. All right, Breakman, I've been playing more.
I retweet those more, just give people a gauge of how quickly it's going into discount mode.
Yeah. I've been playing more Breath of the Wild. I have 100 shrines done. Actually, more like 100.
Just working through that game.
More like 102 or 103, because I just did the three shrines in the forest, like the trials, which fuck the Lost Forest. That forest sucks.
Yeah. That's the one where it's all dark, right?
Yeah, it's like dark, and if you go down the wrong path on any one of these quests, it throws you back to the beginning, because it's like...
Yes, I hate that.
Fuck, it sucks, man. But one of the quests is really easy. You just follow the... you use your Magnesis ability, and you just follow the rocks, and you're good to go.
There's a little pond in that section somewhere, and there's some rare fish in that pond.
Really? Oh, shit.
Yeah, I think they give you, like, a better, like, stealth buff or something like that.
Hmm.
I can't remember.
I didn't know that. I'll have to go back there and get some. But
if it's the same force I'm thinking of, yeah.
Yeah, it's called the Lost Woods, and it sucks. It really fucking sucks. But I did all those, so hopefully I don't have to... what I'm working on now is extremely difficult, and maybe I can get some advice from you guys. Because I've tried fucking everything, like, three times... The Master Sword Trials.
This is getting kinky. The Master Sword Trials, you fucked everything. Okay, let's go.
There is a way to, like, kinky. Do those trials and skip, like, the vast majority of them, which requires an out-of-bound glitch, so I don't know how good you would be at trying to trigger that, Frank, but there's videos on there that, like, let you skip to the end of a trial, and... Basically, like, no matter what trial you're on, you'll end up fighting the easy mode trial, which is just the first 10 floors, and which is just a Hanox. But you won't have any weapons, but you can manipulate a metal crate with Magnesis to basically damage him instead. And you can basically stunlock him into oblivion.
Well, I don't know how to do that, Eric. And when I got up to I didn't know that there was anything more than easy.
Yeah, there's easy, and then normal gets unlocked, and then the hard one gets unlocked after that.
Yeah, well, fuck that. After you do the easy one,
I think the boss of the hard difficulty is. Stalnox the Complete Darkness.
Okay, let me ask you this question. I think it was floor 8 or level 8 or whatever on the easy one. It was a bunch of Lazafels, and they fucking suck. You know, when you don't have proper weaponry, they wreck you. I mean, just completely wreck me. But what my question for you guys is, if I beat the easy portion of that, is that quest complete, or do I have to do all?
Huh?
Oh, you cut out on us, Frank.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hold on. Okay. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Alright.
I didn't even bother with the Master Sword Trials. I was like, I'm fine with just having my 30 attack strength
Let me ask my question first, Eric. Can I just do... like the easy trials, and that completes that quest?
Yeah, but there's two more perfect ranks after that to make it even stronger.
I don't care about that. I just want to get through the first one. Because if I have to go through that all over with no weaponry and all that shit, I don't know how much harder it can get.
Easy and hard are more floors, but you'll start at floor 11 and you'll work your way to like floor 20 or something, and then it's like another 10 floors to get up to level 30. It's just that those sections are harder.
Yeah, well, fuck that. It fucking
You matters. Don't have to go through all 10 floors. You just have to go through those floors. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Well, I just want to do the easy one, get that
quick. It's just that there's no break point in between individual floors per trial.
Yeah, because if you die during any one of them, you have to start at the beginning, and that fucking blows. And that's what sucks. I got to level 8 on the easy one, and then the Liz Fallows just totally fucking wrecked me and threw me out. I'm like, fuck, man. Really? I prepared too. I was like, I had good, decent weaponry at that point. The Stone Talos guy was super easy for me. I just let him let him over to the big tree and just wrecked him. But I can't beat these fucking easy ass enemies, these fucking lizards. I'm like, what the fuck, man? It's not. This is hard. This isn't easy. You know, it's not.
Watch videos on the internet if you want to do it legit, because they'll show you what you should be doing.
Well, normally you just go up and wreck these fools with decent weaponry and shit, and
yeah, they'll show you what you should be doing so you can conserve what you do have.
Well, yeah, I've been stealthing where I can. I've been fucking, I don't know. It just fucking sucks. I got it to level 8 and I was pissed off, but that's what I've been playing. So there you go. Hey, Breakman, do you have any reviews by chance or no?
I did watch some things actually. Okay. I completed Andor.
Oh, okay.
It's Andor. Cassian Andor is his name.
It's Andor. Andor. I like Andor.
Andor forever.
Shut up, Eric. This is his review, not yours.
Gritty Star Wars. This is the down and dirty of it. This is how he joins the Rebellion. And it's not an easy path for him. Or anybody he knows, in fact. I'd say one of the really coolest things was learning about how the Imperial prisons work. There's a few episodes where he's stuck in prison. Hmm. The Imperials don't fuck around. Yep. They make it pretty fucking difficult.
It's like, yeah. Like he's running away from the Empire, just trying to live his life, and he's like, no, the Empire won't let you do that ever, so you might as well just fight them.
Yeah, the conclusion he comes to after going to prison, basically, like, because before that, like, he was just, when he originally got arrested, he wasn't doing anything. They didn't even know who he was. He was just kind of minding his own business, and just because he looked suspicious, he was arrested and thrown in prison.
Yeah.
Well,
Empire works.
And by the way,
he wasn't looking suspicious. That was just a pretense to get slave labor.
Right, right.
By the way, Breakman and Freak Five are exiled, for the record. I've been watching chat, you son of a bitches.
You're welcome. So yeah, it's pretty fucking great. You have to watch it. I can't wait for the next season. We know he's going to be. We know from the movie that he isn't afraid to do the dirty work. So
yeah,
we'll get to see some of the dirty work, I'm hoping.
Yeah. All right. What else you got,
bro? So that was great. Watch it. The other one I watched was called, I got to bring the name up here again because I closed it.
What was your score on Andor Season 1, by the way, if you were to give it a score break?
9.
Okay, all right, fair enough.
It's really good. Even if you're not into Star Wars, I think it's a great sci-fi tale. Hmm. I think you can watch it outside of Star Wars and still enjoy it.
All right.
The other thing I watched was called Running with Speed.
Running with Speed. Well, I would hope you would
run with drugs, speed. You mean?
Yeah, exactly.
This is actually a documentary about speed running.
About speed running? Watched a documentary on speed?
Yeah, specifically on Games Done Cheap and stuff like that, how they started for charity. And
Games Done Quick, you mean, not cheap?
Games Done Quick, yeah, whatever. Cheap, quick, whatever. Same difference. Yeah, whatever.
Not really the same.
I know, they're completely different, but whatever. So yeah. So anyway, they really broke it down, like how people speed run and game glitches and just like the culture of it. And it was really it was a long documentary, but it didn't feel like there were unnecessary filter in there.
Is there any basic level tips that they give for people who want to speed run?
you could learn some things if you wanted to speedrun. They show you actually some, like, how some glitches are exploited in games.
Where can you watch this?
I watched it on, was it HBO or Amazon? It was one of the two. Don't remember which one.
What's it called, Breakman?
Running with Speed.
Running with Speed. Oh, I got you. Okay.
Nothing to do with drugs.
I have no idea what Freak 5 is saying in chat. He says,
imagine somebody speedrunning a game while on speed.
There's a lot of fascinating stuff, like how hardcore some of these speedrunners go into it. Like, a couple of them were doing Team Mike Tyson, so one guy was holding the left hand, or the left part of the controller, mm-hmm. and another guy was holding the right hand of the controller, through Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, both blindfolded.
Dude, I saw a guy at GCQ do a blind run through a Breath of the Wild. He beat that game in an hour and a half blindfolded, Breath of the Wild. It was fucking insane.
That's the
kind
of stuff that's in the doc.
Crazy shit, man. And by the way, Freak 5 is exiled again, son of a bitch.
It's over 2 hours long. The only drawback, I think, was the narrator. He's just really, really bland and dry and just... Could use a better narrator.
But, all right.
I think it was a 7. Worth quality. It was good.
Yeah.
I learned stuff.
Yeah. Like I said, Freak 5, Exile, you son of a bitch. I had to go back to
one of the things Freak said on here. Goron gonorrhea.
Goron gonorrhea. Jesus. All right.
That literally burns.
What else you got, Breakman? Anything else?
No, that's all I'm going to
do. All right. Eric, did you have any reviews? I didn't see any.
Okay. Nothing. I was going to see Dial of Destiny on Thursday, but I felt like crap, and I didn't get around to seeing it today, so I'm going to have a review for that Monday, or next week, I mean. All
right. Well, let's move on to everybody's favorite segment.
Stinko of the Week.
All right, Breakman, I know you probably have a few.
Yeah, I've got a ton. I saw earlier today Alan Arkin died.
Who died?
Alan Arkin.
Oh, shit. The MASH fame.
He's in a lot of stuff, but yeah, MASH was one of the things.
MASH was the big one.
I hated that show, but I liked him in a lot of other things.
Yeah, he was a good actor in movies and other shit, too. Yeah, Alan Arkin. Yeah.
Next, I think I'm going to go ahead and skip waiting on this one because I want to do these first. I'm going to call this section Read the Room and Keep Your Mouth Shut.
Okay.
And I'm going to start out with Michelle Obama, who, let me find it, see if I can find that tweet real quick. Or actually, here it is. Michelle Obama said, one year ago today, we watched as the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, taking away the right to abortion access that so many fought so hard to protect. Who are the last fucking people on the planet that should be saying shit like this?
Michelle Obama and Barack Obama.
Yeah, the people who had the power to actually do something about it.
Yep.
Michelle, not so much, because...
Yeah, but her husband had the power to do it. She needs to keep her mouth fucking shut.
Yeah, I agree. 100%.
Call her husband out.
I've talked about this, Breakman. They had a fucking super majority when Obama was president, and he did fuck all nothing to codify Roe v. Wade.
What he spent like the first month doing was his main priority was trying to bring the Olympics to Chicago.
Yep. He was. I mean, people think of him as a great president. Nah, fuck that. He's on the lower tier of presidents. Period. He fucking sucks.
He wasted precious time on stupid.
Yep.
He gaslit the people Flint.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Literally spat in their faces. Yep, basically.
100%, Eric. 100.
Oh, this is not water from Flint. Even though we're gonna say it is, it's
right.
You know what
would have been better if one of those people that were in that fucking meeting, you know, that it was a like kind of a, you know, a town hall / press conference. They should have brought water from their home and said, "Drink this, Barack." You know, drink this.
He convinced the NBA to keep playing during the pandemic.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's no longer a president at that point, but he still has lots of influence.
And fuck LeBron James, because he at first he was like, I don't want to play through this. And then he fucking caved. Pieces of shit.
NBA players always cave. We've learned that.
Yeah, they do.
So next, speaking of keeping your mouth shut and reading the room.
He also gives people the...
Hold on, Eric. Hold on, Eric.
He also convinced people not to vote for Bernie.
Yeah, exactly. Piece of shit. Go ahead,
Eric. Lance Armstrong, have we really come to a time and place where spirited debate is not only frowned upon but feared? Where people's greatest concern is being fired, shamed, or canceled? As someone all too familiar with this phenomenon, I feel I'm uniquely positioned to have these conversations. He's talking specifically about trans athletes.
This is coming from Lance Armstrong?
This is coming from the biggest cheater on the planet.
Right, the biggest literally. Fucking cheat.
I wrote it out, but I'm going to complain about people canceling me for voiding out when I shouldn't have.
Not voiding out, but...
Nobody fucking canceled you. You were held accountable for the crimes you committed.
Yes.
He literally destroyed people's lives to hide his secret.
Yep, he sure did. And he's a big piece of shit. And he's super rich and he shouldn't be. All of his money is based on lies and deception. Piece of shit, Lance Armstrong.
Talk about fair play. The guy who is the biggest cheater on the planet talking about fair play. Like, what the fuck?
Christ, man. Real quickly, Breakman, before you continue. Freak5 says, my stinko, I saw a friend's Facebook post saying that he had Yorkie puppies for sale for $300. Mrs. Freak wants a small dog. So I said, sure. And I'm sure that story's continued. Continue on, Breakman. Yeah.
Okay, next goes to, there are a lot of Jewish comedians out there, and a lot of them make Jewish jokes. It's kind of a common thing, and usually they're really funny. But there's one person who has made Jewish jokes before, and she is Jewish. She's made Jewish jokes before that have crossed the line to the point where people are like,
why do people make fun of Jews?
Apologize. Like, this is ridiculous. Yeah. When she originally posed as Hitler, putting cookies in an oven. Then later on, she decided to not read a room and, call a black person a monkey or something to that effect. But somebody who's been punished for making Jewish jokes before decided to make the joke about... I'm not going to repeat the whole joke and stuff, but basically it was that all Jews should be killed and the world would be a better place and stuff.
Who are we talking about here? Who are we talking about?
Roseanne.
Oh, God.
Yeah. The person who's, she complained about being canceled because she made a racist statement. And originally she was punished for, doing that whole, dressing as Hitler stunt. If you've been punished before for making a really, really over-the-line Jewish joke, you think you've learned your lesson.
No? Yeah. Yeah. Roseanne's a piece of shit. What else you got?
She's a dumbass. And the last one of my need to read a room is, I can't find this quote on here, so I'm just going to have to get kind of ad-lib it a little bit. Justice John Roberts, who condemned the speeches of the three dissenting judges in the affirmative action case?
No.
Basically, blaming them for politicizing the
That's court. Rich coming from Roberts. That's really rich.
Again, read the room, shut your fucking mouth, get a mirror. What the fuck? Like, the last person who should be sharing this shit is the guy who's letting Clarence Thomas and other guys be bought and paid for by billionaires. And he says nothing.
Hmm. Yeah.
But the reason I left that last is because it links to this one. We know that the affirmative action thing, they stripped down affirmative action, but there was another trial that went through. They gave company right. Well, basically, the company sued all the way up to the Supreme Court, and their lawsuit was, we want the right to not serve the LGBTQ community if they come to us. Nobody had come to them. Nobody had asked them to do anything. So now the Supreme Court sided with them. So on a hypothetical argument, Supreme Court has just completely sided against the entire community, millions of people.
Yeah, it's sad.
That's my stinko, but I didn't put there because I realized it'd probably be everybody's stinko.
Look, I've got another stinko that ties into the Supreme Court, but this one is pretty egregious, and they're going to cite free markets. I mean, if you don't want to serve somebody, then people aren't going to go to your, which is true in the long run. I think this is going to be very bad for businesses that don't want to serve the LGBTQ community, because there's too many people that back that, you know, that movement.
There's somebody waiting in the wings to take him away.
Yeah. I mean, but again, I go back to Obama's presidency, which is was a huge waste, a vast supermajority, and he couldn't get anything fucking done. Not because he couldn't get anything done, because he didn't want to get anything done. Roe v. Wade is in shambles and gone because of President Obama.
He spent so much of his time focusing on
pleasing fucking countries. Bombing other countries, droning people.
He's a war criminal.
Yeah, he's a war criminal, and I can't stand him. I know he was the first black president and all this, but he's such a piece of shit. He deserves to be in the Hague along with both the Bushes, Bill Clinton, and oddly enough, I've mentioned this before, but the one thing that ex-President Trump should hold his head high in is he didn't start any new wars, even though, you know, there was the Iran papers and all that shit, but there were no new wars started with Trump's presidency, which is the first time that's happened since.
Like, he didn't try, though.
It's not like he didn't. Well, Syria. Yeah,
he did, but, you know, it didn't happen. So we got to give him props for it not happening.
Yeah.
For him being too stupid to actually pull it off.
Yeah, Freak Five says, just imagine.
Like, I don't know what the situation is.
You know what? Somebody should do that, Freak Five. Like, start a business and take it, you know, if somebody with money, obviously, because it can't be me, I don't have any money, but somebody should start like a restaurant, and they say no Christians allowed, period. And, you know, the minute somebody complains, they should take it to court and cite the same exact things. I'm going to cite your...
You started it.
I'm going to cite your ruling, the Supreme Court ruling, whatever that is, the United States v. whatever... And that's my precedent, and I don't want to serve Christians in my restaurant. Now, that would hurt my business, because that's a good chunk of the people that live in this country, but at least it would make a point, right? And hopefully there would be enough people to keep that business afloat, like that aren't Christian, like Muslims and Buddhist and atheist and Hindus and, you know, all those people. Hopefully they would, you know, go there. Are you talking about two-time impeached President Trump? Yes, I am, Freak Five, and he was properly impeached, and all that, I agree, but he did not start a war.
Imagine if Nancy Pelosi had not dragged her feet on that on January 6th.
Oh, God,
like,
I know.
We need to slow down and think about this stuff.
See, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Let the Republicans slow down and think of a good out.
They don't want to get anything done in Congress. Is it not blatantly clear? All the way going back from Nixon all the way till now, they don't want anything done because they're fat and happy, and, you know, the money keeps rolling in with their fucking donors. That's a cute dog, Freak Five, for sure.
The rest of his stinko?
What's that?
Did you read all of his stinko?
I did not. Let's go back up here. Let's see. Oh, it's about this dog. Talking through Messenger, he said the puppies were ready to be picked up on Wednesday, and I told him I could pick them up and I had cash for him. He wanted me to Venmo him $100 as a deposit, so he knew I was serious. It was feeling sketchy, so I said, I can drive to you right now with $300 cash. If that doesn't seem like I am serious, you must not want to sell me a puppy. So the stinko is, my friend's account was hacked, and we didn't get a new puppy. Damn it. That really sucks, Freak Five, man. People are fucked up, man. You know, just fucked up. All right, where are we? You have any more stinkos, break? Did I lose you guys?
Let's go. I'm still here.
All right, break. Are you still here? Break was in the middle of his stinkos.
Did he get a call from you know who?
I don't know. Hey, break. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Do you have any more stinkos?
No, that's it.
All right.
I thought Kevin Bacon was calling you.
I know. My stinko also has to do with it. We're going to get bad decision after bad decision after bad decision in the Supreme Court because it's biased now, right? Yeah. Whether you're a Democrat or Republican matters not. If it was 6-3 Democrat, there probably would be some bad decisions that way as well. So this is not us shitting on a conservative court, but it's been politicized. And it clearly shows that we need to do one of two things. We need to pack the courts, or which I don't agree with per se, because we could pack the courts one way and then the minute the opposite, you know. That's why the two-party system fucking sucks, is because we have to pick our poison, Democrat or Republican, right? Why can't we just say independent?
See, the thing is, the judges are supposed to be nonpartisan.
Yeah, but they are. They are.
No, they definitely are, but they're supposed to not be partisan.
Yeah. Infuriating. Well, look, mine is also the Supreme Court this week on their decision on student loans. And this is going to affect me profoundly because my son has debt. He has student loan debt that I'm attached to. I had to, and it was really weird, the sequence of events. At one point, I had really shitty credit. So at his school, they said, well, you know, apply for it, and if you have bad credit, then they'll pretty much give you a grant, right? And I was like, okay, cool. So I do it, and then lo and behold, I got approved. So then I was like, oh, fuck. So I'm approved for $10,000 for him to go through school. And I'm like, ugh. So of course I did it because he's my son, right? And I want the best for him and, you know, all this. But now if my son defaults on his loan, guess who it affects? Not him. It affects me. And there's nothing, I mean, what am I going to do? Spank my 21-year-old son for not paying this loan? So, I mean, all I can do is say, son, I hope you pay this loan. That's all I can say, because what am I going to do? Am I going to chastise him? Am I going to yell at him?
When you yell, be sure to use his middle name.
Yeah, I know. But his name is the same as my name, so it's like, you know, it's like, but it just, I mean, I was so looking forward for that to be done. You know, it was only $10,000. It's not a huge deal. I'm sure I can survive that. But why, fucking $10,000, Supreme Court? Really? You guys are worried about 10 grand for poor people? People that can't really afford this shit? I mean, come on.
It should have been forgiving all the debt.
I agree, but $10,000... Dollars? The SCOTUS couldn't fucking let us have $10,000? Really? Fuck off, SCOTUS.
$10,000 are less than they want, so they're just going to give you that because they can't afford to give you any less, apparently.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, it's just so stupid, you know. Yeah, I know. Breakman, always the middle name. So that's my stink of the week. It's a huge blow to me, and it sucks, and it comes at the wrong time. Because I know they're going to start up that loan program here real soon. They've been putting it off and putting it off due to this deal here. But now that that's gone, you know, we're going to have no choice. We're going to have to pay it. And I'm hoping I don't have to pay it. But, I mean, if my son doesn't pay. And it's not like I can just go declare bankruptcy on it. Because our favorite president, Joe Biden, made sure that was impossible to do. He was the architect of that. You cannot include student loan debt in bankruptcy. So you're just stuck with it no matter what. Okay, great.
And they will destroy you to get it.
Yes, they will take you to court and put you in jail and all this. So, yeah, this is pretty bad.
They will call you and threaten you. I know. I've been there.
Yeah. Well, I'm about ready to deal with that if my son doesn't pay. And it's really bad because he owes me money anyways.
Hello.
Ugh, it just fucking sucks. All right, let's move on to happier trails here.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet of the week.
All right, Breakman, what is your sweet of the week?
July next week. Yeah, I'm ready to go. Let's do this.
Yeah, it's a good one, right?
You guys hate it, but I still love it. So.
I don't like the fireworks. I know you do, Break, but I do like just the feeling of. You know, just
I like the light show. I just hate all the noise.
Yeah, I just get off my lawn. That's what you're saying, Eric.
No, I mean, like, Can I have like an LED show instead?
Well, maybe a drone show. That would be cool.
Yeah.
You want
something like they like Blink? Have you ever seen Blink?
No.
Let me find it. I'll show it.
But I think fireworks just add to the already growing ozone issues that we got. And I mean, I like how pretty they are, but they're just stinky and noisy, and I think unnecessary. But you know, whatever. I do like the barbecues, though. That's my favorite thing about 4th of July is the barbecue. Really like that.
Yeah, the air quality around here right now, I don't want to even be outside.
Oh man, what you guys are experiencing?
I'm gonna just get some food for somewhere and then go right inside again.
Yeah, what you guys are experiencing is what we experienced. You know, what was it, a week back or 2 weeks back? What are you linking here, Break?
Pretty much the evenings are the highest pollution rates.
Oh, the Blink.
Yeah,
I don't even know what that is.
It's a light show, basically. They paint the town with lots of art.
Oh, that's cool. I kind of like that. That's cool.
Yeah, it was really neat.
That's really cool.
I went 1 year. I liked it.
Yeah, that's cool. Let's see. What am I looking at here? Oh, okay. Anything else? Any other Sweetos break?
No.
Eric, did you have a Sweeto?
No.
Mine is my birthday went by and it was a pretty decent day, so that was cool.
I'm sorry, I forgot. I was wrapped up in some other.
It's all good, man. I mean,
happy birthday.
Yeah. Well, thanks, man. Thanks. You're the best, break, man. All right. All right. Let's move on to the free for all. The first time we've been had a free for all in at least a month, right? It's a free for all. All right, earlier in the show, you guys mentioned video game pacing. I think it was Eric that brought it up. I am actually bringing this up in a different capacity, but kind of related, right? I was watching a few videos. I hate to bring up this guy's name, but DSP, right? Videos about DSP. And he's always bitching about video games, right? He's very negative when it comes to video games. He's never happy, whether it's playing Street Fighter or Zelda. I mean, you should have heard the rants he went on Zelda. I was like, I have no idea what the fuck this guy is talking about, because Breath of the Wild is one of the greatest games I've ever played in my life. It is awesome. It is a sight to behold. It's a great video game. I don't care what anybody says. And there's almost nothing wrong with that game. Like, literally, there were a couple of tiny glitches that I found. But only one that really concerned me. But other than that, it's almost a perfect game. You know, it's almost a perfect game. And what I mean by perfect is not that, you know, by definition it's perfect. But it's such a joyous, awesome game. There's stuff even now, and I'm well into the game, right? I know Breakman took his time with the game and took, I don't know, what was it, 6 months, Breakman?
It took a long time.
But I'm like going through the game because I've had a lot of time on my hands since I don't have my car, and I'm still right now, and I'm like, I got half of the device Divine Beast done, so I still got two more of those. I've done most of the side quests. Like, I think I got like 4 or 5 side quests left that I know of. I probably missed some along the way. I've got like almost 200 Korok seeds, which I know there's supposedly like what, like 900.
I don't even think I got that many.
900 something.
Yeah, but I only have. I mean, I got like 200, which is, I mean, sufficient enough to get a shit ton of slots for your weapons and, you know, your shields and all that shit. And I know there's plenty more, and I might explore those more, just going around and getting more Korok seeds. But holy fuck, what a great game. Because there are things within that game, right, that you don't even notice. In towns that you've been to 100 times, you could go back to that town, and I guarantee you, you're going to find something, and sometimes it has to do with the architecture, or the environment, or the people, or the way the, I mean, it's such an intricacies in that game are fantastic, right? But I'm hearing this fucking idiot, DSP. And but by the way, I have invited him to come on the show, to which I got no response, which is bullshit because he was asking, he was pissed off that, that he was being interviewed by bigger channels, right? And he put out the call to smaller channels and saying, I'm willing to do interviews with, you know, smaller channels, because he felt like, not that he would have an advantage, but that it was, you know, it would be like if the interview went sideways, he could not crush the tiny channel, but he could put them in their place, is kind of the feeling that I got. So I put out the feels to DSP, right? I emailed, I tweeted several times, hey, DSP, you know, come on RP Grinders, and we'll discuss some of the things that people, the burning questions that people have for you, right? And the asshole never fucking even responded. So, to which I say, fuck you, Phil. You know, that's not what I'm really caring about. But he said something to me about Breath of the Wild that really fucking boiled me, right? He said that the pacing issues in both Breath of the Wild and Tears of the Kingdom, that there are pacing issues with the game and there's too much content. I about hit the fucking floor. Because what do people bitch about the most with video games? They cost too much and you don't get enough for your money, right? That's pretty much what I get all the time. Like these video games cost $60, $70, whatever they cost, and there's not enough, right? But the minute that you have a game that takes the time and energy to make a long-lasting experience for you, I can't tell you, I probably put almost as many hours into Breath of the Wild as Breakman has, but Breakman just cut it up over a six-month period. But I still have tons of content to go. I still have tons. And there's not one thing that makes me feel that the pacing is wrong. You know why? It's an open world game that you can do at your own fucking pace, so there are no pacing issues. You can go straight to the castle from the beginning of the game, and if you're good enough, you can beat it. I saw somebody online beat Breath of the Wild, I think it was in like less than an hour, right? And I saw somebody beat Breath of the Wild in an hour and a half with the blindfold. So tell me that there are fucking pacing issues. So my question to you guys is, do video games, like modern video games, have a problem with pacing? And that's what I'm bringing to you guys today. What do you think, Breakman?
I think it depends on the game. Things like Breath of the Wild, I think it's perfectly paced. Because like you said, I played it for months and months and months, and it's structured in a way where you can do that. But then I played games that have long levels. You know, like there's always a game you play that's got this really, really long level, like Halo in the Library or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And you're just like, why am I doing this?
Yeah, yeah. No,
so, there are arguments for and against. So.
Yeah, but I think mostly, Breakman, I think, because I was talking to Eric about this. Do you remember the Nintendo era, Breakman?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there was no story. There was, for the most part, there was no, you know, big narrative. There weren't necessarily pacing issues because they were very simplistic games. Let's go back even beyond that. Atari 2600. Was there any story whatsoever to any of those fucking games? I mean,
if there were, they were probably manuals.
What do you mean?
Break, man, you're funny. No, I'm serious. Like I understand that the evolution of video games dictates that you have to have a great story, and, you know, you kind of have to, like, not have a linear game, but have a game where you know, you have, like, goals, right? And Breath of the Wild is the exact opposite of a game that you can criticize for pacing, because the pacing's up to you. If you want to spend all day in one village and, I don't know, fucking catch fish or fucking bomb trees and get wood or you know, get apples or food or buy shit or sell stuff or... I mean, it blows my mind the amount of shit that you have to do in Breath of the Wild. There is so many...
I mean, there are legit criticisms for the, like... The way that, like, in Tears of the Kingdom, like, they're like the game seems to be on rails at certain parts, and I guess maybe there's some minor pacing issues there, but that's legit criticism. I mean, it doesn't speak to the rest of the game, though, where you could just do whatever you wanted.
Jen Wow is in the house. What's up, Jen? Nice to have you in chat. Appreciate you being here. We're discussing pacing in video games and how whether or not like modern video games have pacing issues or... You know, just
and a lot of like I was talking about Cold Steel before we started the show. It's like Cold Steel 3 and 4's problem, like, is the same problem that Cold Steel 1 and 2 had, just more compounded because there's yet even more lore they're dumping in, world building that they're establishing in these first two titles. Because one for Cold Steel 1, one for Cold Steel 3, and there's so many characters in the Trails franchise now that they tried to include them all, and that bloated the game unnecessarily. Well, and that resulted in... If you want to take the time to talk to every NPC when every major story beat, any major story beat happens, and the game still gives you the freedom to walk around and talk to the NPCs, they'll have something different to say. And that's, and I do that because I want to see what they have to say.
Yeah, but, see, that's what I'm saying.
But I don't have to do that. But even without having to do that, the game was still pretty long because they probably should have edited their script down a little bit. But I'm obsessive about the Trails series, so I love that. But some people don't.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I can understand in that case, but in Breath of the Wild, it's completely... unfounded, Eric, because like he was talking about Tears of the Kingdom, right? And I haven't played Tears of the Kingdom at all, but he was talking about how all the side quest and all this and that, they could have cut out all of that. And I'm like, so basically what you're complaining about is you don't have a streamable game. I realize his whole economy rests on the back of people that give him donations that he calls tips. They're not tips. They're donations. They're donating to you. And you need to pay 30% on that bill, which I don't think you're doing. But honestly, bitching about a game like Breath of the Wild or Tears of the Kingdom in that fashion does a huge disservice to that game. And he even had chatters in his live stream that are basically telling him that there's nothing wrong with the pacing. He had a problem with the puzzles in the game, Breakman. The puzzles in Breath of the Wild. And I'm like, why would you... They're simple puzzles that you can figure out.
I actually have a legitimate complaint about the puzzles in Breath of the Wild.
Really? What's your complaint?
I doubt it's the same complaint. My complaint is Breath of the Wild wasn't made for the Switch Lite. So some of the motion...
Oh, got you. Yeah. Well, that's a legitimate complaint, Breakman. I mean, nobody's, you know...
Like, in order to do those at that point, you'd have to get, like, a pro controller, I think.
Yeah.
I was shaking my Switch and stuff, twisting around in all sorts of weird ways. I finally got them to do it. But
yeah.
Through those.
But see, you okay, that's a legitimate... That's a gameplay mechanic complaint, which is, you know, that's 100% legit.
Well, to be fair, it was made before the Switch Lite even came out. So,
but what about... He was talking about...
They could have done a patch to, like, fix that issue a bit, maybe, but they didn't.
No, he was talking about... He was talking about the puzzles themselves, that they're way too obtuse and take too much time. And I'm like, I haven't had that issue at all with almost any of the puzzles. And this is coming from a person that played The Witness. You want to talk about obtuse puzzles? Try playing The Witness. Those puzzles were fucking hard as fuck. And you can eventually get them if you think outside the box on a lot of them. Or another one was Talos Principle. You want those are fucking obtuse, right? Anything in Breath of the Wild, I think there was maybe one or two shrines that I had a problem with. But other than that, I mean, stop your bitching. If you don't want to play the fucking game, don't play the fucking game. Play something else. Play Tiddlywinks or Tic Tac Toe or fucking Risk or Monopoly. Actually, Risk is probably too tough for him. Try playing Monopoly. No, that might be too tough. Try playing Chutes and Ladders, Phil. That's what I'm saying. Like, if you don't If you don't want the joy of the game, part of the joy of Breath of the Wild, and I'm assuming Tears of the Kingdom because it's a long... Yeah, Candyland, exactly, Breakman.
You can play down well. There's not much to that game.
No. What I'm saying, Eric, is I'm assuming Tears of the Kingdom is a lot like Breath of the Wild in a lot of ways, right? I know that there are different mechanics and all that, but the premise is kind of the same, and, you know, they're still... You know, elements.
No, you can use the build mechanic to sides and the ultra hand to sidestep with the intended route.
Yeah, I understand that too, but I mean, for the most part, I like to go through the way that it was intended. I saw Breath of the Wild, people bomb themselves, like they pause the game and they jump, they glide, and then they use the slow motion.
The only one I got lazy, Eric, once, and I used a bomb to hit a target, and because the idea is the impact is what's supposed to trigger the target. So a bomb is impactful enough to do
right,
that.
Right, but there are multiple ways of solving puzzles in Breath of the Wild, just like there are in Tears of the Kingdom. And the developers have created a game so mind-bending and so eloquent. Like, there are like certain things that you can do in that game that you can figure out for yourself, and you're like, holy shit, I just figured out how to do that. Right? Like, it's crazy the amount of innovation in that game. I mean, it's going to go... I agree with Breakman. Like, I'm well into it. I'm not going to give my review until I finish, because I'm not a hypocrite. I want to finish the game before I, you know, give a really solid review of that game. But I think Breath of the Wild is going to go down as one of the greatest games of all time when it's all said and done. And I honestly believe that's going to be a game that we look back on and we're like, holy fuck. Other than its technical limitations, which is a nitpick in that game, it is a far superior game in many ways to a lot of the fucking modern games that we've seen. And it's just that way. Do you disagree, Breakman, or do you kind of feel that way too?
One of my favorite things about Breath of the Wild is when you go to like a different area, you always find something different to do. Like,
yes!
You go in the desert and you find these seals you can surf on. You go to the water and you get to... You get that one suit to let you swim up waterfalls, shit like that.
That was his. That was another one of his complaints, that there's too many mechanics in the game. I'm 3/4 of the way through this game, and you're just introducing a new mechanic to me. And I'm thinking to myself,
that's kind of a legitimate criticism, but like, I don't think it's too many.
No,
I just think his brain capacity is just too small.
I would think his argument would be legitimate and say, like an RPG, like you've gone through 75% of the game, and all of a sudden you need, like, you can't, none of your spells work anymore, you gotta go get new spells or some shit like that. But in Breath of the Wild, where you can go anywhere you want, yeah, you're gonna find new play mechanics later in the game, because you're free.
I'm going back to Cold Steel to reference an example, but, like, the very end of Cold Steel, right before its cliffhanger, the first Cold Steel game, you learn how to fight in a giant robot, but the thing is, it sounds intimidating, but, like, it's really just an alternate version of the current battle system. It just has certain limitations.
And,
in that one instance, it doesn't even explain.
I don't think those
are then introduced in the following game.
I don't think those criticisms are legit at all. Like, if you're thinking purely from a streaming perspective, he's got a point on length of game. But then don't play that fucking game on your stream. You know what I'm saying? Find other games that will hold people's attention. His big bitch is that he wasn't getting enough money for the Breath of the Wild. Or Tears of the Kingdom. Like the interest isn't there. You know, people aren't donating. Well, if that's what you're fucking bitching about, that's not the game's fault. That's a you problem. Right? I mean, if I had a successful channel that I wasn't getting views because and that's all I did for a living was stream games, I mean, you got to change course then. But that's on you. That's not on the developer. The developers did a great job on Breath of the Wild. I mean, Yeah, onto like the Korok seeds, right? Which you use to gain weapon slots and shield slots and bow and arrow slot or bow slots. Like, you know, there's innovative ways that they did with the Koroks. You can go up to these little not windmills. What do they call those little like wind
pinwheels?
Pinwheels. You can go up to pinwheels and shoot balloons. And then there's other mechanics like rolling boulders down and getting them into specific, like the hole in the ground at the bottom. There's, you know, you just find them just by finding them. I mean, it's so creative, and it's nothing to bitch about. In fact, it's the opposite. And there's a lot of games like that not necessarily innovate, but that just, you know, have you enraptured in the story or whatever. You know, it's just ridiculous. I'm looking at this Lebanese food and I'm like, damn it, Freak Five, what are you doing, man? What is that? Freak Five, it looks good. It's like, it's got like, I don't know, like a salad, and I don't know if that's chicken or shrimp, but man, it looks fucking good. I don't even know what the fuck it is, but it looks good. Thanks for making me hungry, man. Maybe we should end the show early and go eat. You know, but so yeah, this whole thing just got me thinking about video game pacing and narratives. Like the narratives are crazy good nowadays. Like if we don't like a story, it's.
I just kind of disagree with that. I mean, sure, they're better than they.
Well, you didn't let me finish, Eric. You didn't let me finish what I was saying before you started in. I think the narratives are.
Saying, Frank, I.
How dare you? How dare you, Breakman? You son of a bitch. Look, the narratives in games nowadays are miles, and I mean miles ahead of where they were in the 2600 days or the NES days or even the Super Nintendo days. The narratives in video games blow away anything, and I will fight anybody on that. Find me a game from even the Super Nintendo era that is narratively speaking as good as anything nowadays, and I'll say you're fucking wrong. Because
I agree with you, but I think what usually happens is they don't take advantage of the advances in the medium to actually make a good narrative because they don't hire good enough writers or time constraints make so that the writers can't put in all the stuff they want.
I would agree with you as well on that, Eric, but put this in perspective, Eric. In the NES and Super Nintendo eras, there were no narratives really to speak of. We had Super Metroid, which is about the best narrative that I can possibly think of in a Super Nintendo game. And there was basically, you just had visual narrative, right? And now we got full voice acting. And the writing may be shitty. That's not what I'm arguing, right? Because different writers are shittier
you're
than others.
You're arguing the fact that it's even there.
Yeah, the fact that it's there is miles ahead of what was in Super Nintendo era. You see what I'm saying? So to complain about narrative, I mean, you could bitch and complain and say the writing sucked, like I do in movies all the time. But think about movies, for instance. We had silent movies back in the day, and we had very little writing, right? It was just cue cards that were brought up during the silent era to kind of tell you what was being said or whatever. And you come to nowadays, the narratives are crazy. I mean, they're super detailed. You get to hear the conversations that are being said. Like I said, the writing may not be great, but they're miles ahead of where silent movies were. Same thing with video games. Video games, same thing. The narratives are miles ahead. Whether or not it's good writing, you can debate. That's fine. But I mean, and there are certain games that have pacing issues, right? You brought one up, Breakman, that's very interesting. It's GTA, right? The pacing is super janky in almost any GTA game because it's so open, right? And you don't really know what to do. You can do anything in those games. So I would say the pacing kind of sucks in those games because there's no real clear path to get where you're going to end game, right? But that's part of the brilliance of that game. You can do whatever you want. You know what I'm saying? So from that perspective, it's great. But from beginning to end, finishing a game, I mean, I don't know. I don't think GTA is the greatest of video games in that regard.
What? I honestly think about it, and I don't think I've ever finished a GTA.
I don't think I have either, Breakman. You see what I'm saying? I know I'm going
to finish 5.
I know I'm going to finish. I know I'm going to finish Breath of the Wild, though. You know, a self-contained open sandbox game like Breath of the Wild is perfect.
Maybe Phil's complaining about the fact that he still doesn't understand that you have to set an active quest for a main quest in order for it to highlight where you need to go next. Maybe that's his problem with
basic. Well, he doesn't understand basic game mechanics, Eric. Like, I saw a short, because I don't want to be spoiled on Tears of the Kingdom, right? So I saw a very short video of him, like not understanding the dodge mechanic or other mechanics in that game. And he spent plenty of time in Breath of the Wild.
He doesn't even spend time reading. He just acts like he understands.
No, he will avoid side quests in that game. And it's like, people are telling him, well, if you go over here, you can do this and get this. And he's like, I don't have time for that. And I'm like, well, you're missing half of the game right there. That's the majority of that game is right there, is side questing. They might as well call Breath of the Wild side quest the game. Because if you don't do a lot of those side quests, you ain't going to have enough to beat the end game boss. You know, or you better be really fucking good, which he is definitely not. He can't figure out simple puzzles. He can't, what I'm saying is the majority of the problem with Phil is Phil, right? It's not the video game. He blames video games for everything. I was watching him play Street Fighter, right?
I was very correct to tell someone on Twitter who Darkside Phil was, and I told him he's basically Trump but for video game streaming, because he blames everybody but himself.
Yes, if you watch his Street Fighter play, if he loses a match, it's never him. My move didn't come out. I was pressing block. Did you see I was pressing block? And it's like, you don't have to justify.
Oh, no. And I also use that to describe the way he just cons people out of money.
Yeah, and that's another issue that we could talk about another day, is like e-begging, and the amount of e-begging that he does is fucking crazy. I mean, that's how he lives his life through YouTube, and it's sad, because if YouTube would ever shut down, there would go Phil's life, because he wouldn't know what to do. You know, he really wouldn't. I mean, he's not resourceful. You know, people could say the same about me, but I'm very resourceful. Very resourceful. So, but in his case, it's just, I mean, it's just a lack of awareness and a lack of love for video games. He doesn't love any video game. He doesn't like any video games at all. FreakFly says he must be really bad if he can't solve puzzles that Frank. That's true, Freak 5. I'll give you that, dude. If he can't solve puzzles that I can, then he really sucks.
Is this like how he gets paid or something?
Yes.
Yes. Play games if you don't like them.
Dude, it's beyond me, man. But he's an e-bagger. There's no other way to put it. Like about every 10 or 15 minutes, he'll be like, if you want to support the stream and blah, 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 then, you know, you can give me a super chat, you can give me a tip, you know, blah, blah, blah. Or if you don't have money, hit a like button. And, you know, it's just like, but it's constant. It's not like he does that at the beginning of a stream and then at the end or something, you know, how we get plugs at the end and stuff. It's throughout the whole stream. And so far, I mean, it's been working for him, because people have figured out that he makes approximately $100,000 to $120,000 a year, which is a shit ton of money. But he wasted all.
Is that bad at video games?
He yeah, exactly. And
I've ruined my life. I need to go get. Dude, what the fuck?
Look, Breakman, don't support him, but go over to don't support DSP Gaming. Go over to. And this is what Weiland has been telling us for a very long time, right? Weiland is all over that piece of shit. But if you don't want to support him, go to Dave's Dark Mirror and just watch one of his live streams one time. You know, maybe spend a half an hour to an hour just watching that. Because for one, it's really, really funny. Because there are certain sound bites that you can put into that chat, like begging and, you know, stuff about his wife and like, what do I do? Like, if you put in question mark, it always works with that stream. Like, no matter what's going on, like all of those sound bites, like, work. I don't know. You just have to check it out. It's really fun and engaging. It's much funner than his stream by itself, for sure. But just watch about an hour of that stream, dude, and you'll see what I'm talking about. Like, he can't figure out anything. And then he blames the game and the game design for his failures all the time. All the time. And it's maddening. And I really wanted to talk about specifically game pacing today, because sometimes I talk about movie pacing and people are like, what are you talking about? And I try to explain it to them and stuff, and they still don't quite get it. But in video games, Phil is the one that complains about every fucking thing. And it's like, it gets grating. Unless you're watching something like Dave's Dark Mirror, which I have no affiliation with, but I just ran across it, and it's a delight. And it puts a spotlight on how bad of a person Phil is. He's legit a bad person. And I don't say that about too many people, maybe cops, but Darkside Phil is a really bad person. And he treats his wife like shit too, which sucks. So, but is there anything else you guys wanted to talk before
does,
we...
Does he treat her like Cartman treats his mom when he's playing Warcraft?
I want to know, because I stopped watching that show a long ass time ago.
Oh yeah, pretty much, man. Pretty much. I mean, he's something else, Break. And you should give it a shot, man. Like, if you have an extra half an hour, 45 minutes or so, but don't watch his stream. Watch Dave's Dark Mirror, and you guys will laugh, because there's like sound bites and shit, and people are talking trash about Phil, and you know, for the most part, it's all in good fun. There are some nasty comments that I don't care for, but the sound bites are hilarious. They're really funny. But you guys have anything else you want to bring up in free for all? What the hell is that?
Was your maca broken or something?
Oh shit! Here we go.
That was a train whistle. I couldn't get very loud.
Well, good.
Yeah. I'm glad. I do have something I want to talk about.
What's that?
I can. This is a. Whew.
We're listening.
I know. I'm. I'm deciding my words right now.
Yes, we can discuss your lack of progress on harmonica. Yeah. Break.
No, that's not the lack of progress I want to talk about.
Okay. Okay.
My lack of progress as a human being, as an individual. It's not easy.
Well, what do you got, Break, man? You're amongst friends, man.
Oh, I know. This isn't going to really change anything, and I need to say it. It's just, didn't think it'd be so hard. Okay, I went to my first Pride event this past weekend because I'm bisexual.
Okay.
I'm bi, and I have always been bi. I was with guys long before I was with Miss Breakman. And I think it's time that I stop hiding, come out of the closet. Yeah.
Breakman, you are amongst friends here, dude. It took a while for Eric to, you know, tell us his journey and his story and stuff like that.
Oh, I had to figure myself out. I still haven't figured myself out.
That's always the problem.
I figured out parts of myself. That was one of those parts.
Yeah.
Well, I've been in this Pride Month, I've been really like investing myself in the culture, because I've just been, I mean, I've been lying to everybody for so long, and I can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
You know, anytime we've talked about stuff like that, I've skated around the subject. Like, I've done everything I can to not lie. Like, just,
yeah.
You know, oh, yeah, straight, yeah, that's right.
I don't really lie to people. I just don't talk about it in the first place. By either A, just not communicating with my family, or just not talking about it.
Yeah, it's really tough. I'll tell you guys something too, since we're all on this subject. I'm not gay. I'm not bisexual. none of that. But
not coming out.
No, I'm not coming out. But you know, somebody very close to me is. My son is gay, and he's an adult now, which is why I can talk about it. Right? Before, I couldn't discuss it, because, you know, I mean, it's my son. You know, and I wanted to protect him. I didn't want to talk about it. But, you know, as a parent, I think it's important to support Because and I'm sure
you have to be careful about outing somebody too.
Right, and I didn't want to out my son. It's one of those things where you just have to have support, Blake, man. You've got two friends here that understand these things, probably as long as you understood them, Blake, man. And it is hard with the recent actions in the Supreme Court and politics and, you know.
I grew up going to church. I mean, yeah. I was going to church after my parents stopped going to church. I was going into high school, so, you know, I had the mentality in my head, like, you know, I'm going to hell.
Yeah.
Since day one. And it took me a long time to realize, but I did feel different when I was young. Like, I knew I was different then, and I didn't have an explanation for it.
Yeah,
And I really didn't have an explanation for it until high school.
Freak 5 years. Jen Wells says hugs.
University High School, where, you know, it's just, it wasn't safe, one thing. And
yeah.
It came out in the 90s.
Yeah, I know, man. It's tough for anybody.
It didn't come out in the 90s. I mean, I was
yeah.
Born. I was lived through the 90s. Yeah. I was a teen in the 90s.
Well, break, man, look, this doesn't change anything.
I was queer in the 90s. That's what I'm trying to say.
No, I hear you, man. This doesn't change anything. We still love you. You know, Jen Wow says hugs.
It's really not going to change anything, but just when we're on topics, like, I don't have to lie or pretend.
Well, look, break, man. Look, we all know you love boobs. You know, we knew that. But it's okay, dude. Like I'm glad. I'm happy for you, Breakman, because now you're free, dude. I don't want anybody to fuck with you in real life, and I know how it is because I always worry about my son, you know, yep. and that's all I can think about. And I hear all kinds of crazy shit from people that don't know me per se, but they know me, you know, and they don't know that, you know, I have a gay son, and I think my daughter is gay too. I haven't talked to her in a while, but you know, it's kind of tough as a parent because you have no control. You know, you can say everything that you want, I love you and I support you and all this, but it just, I mean, there's a lot of wacky people out there, man, and it hurts to think that they want to do harm to my son, you know, just like it would hurt me. Like, I always worry about Eric and obviously you too, Brake. Like, I don't want harm to come to any of my friends and my family and any of that, because I don't condone any of that. I'm a pacifist by nature. I know I talk a big game, whether it's here or my other channel, and, you know, I do have a tough persona, right? And I understand that, but, you know, it's like, I think the world of you guys and my son, obviously, and my daughter, and everybody fighting for what we're all fighting for freedom. And it just sucks when a member of my family or my friends gets hurt by actions of others, i.e. politics and politicians and the Supreme Court. And it really pained me this week, and it sucks. And the student loan debt thing also sucks. And it's like, poor people can never, poor people, people of color, people of, the LGBTQ community, have been suffering for a long time. I don't know if you guys remember Matthew Shepard in Wyoming got fucking basically murdered because he was gay. And this was, I mean, I know this is a while back, but shit like this is still happening.
Yeah, I watched a documentary on him actually this week too.
Yeah, and it's sad. Freak 5 says, Frank wants to tell us all that he likes poop play. No, that is incorrect. You're exiled, you son of a bitch.
And Jen, that's kind of like, and a lot of that was, watching a lot of those videos encouraged me more to come out, because it's like, the more visible all of us are, all those queer people are, the better off it is for the rest.
I can tell you this. I've never met you guys in person, but you guys are two of my best friends. You know, we get together at the end of the week, but we share this wonderful podcast, and I'm going to say it here now, and I don't care really who hears it. This iteration of RP Grinders has been the ride of a lifetime for me. You know, we don't get very many subscribers. We've gotten a quote unquote surge on Twitch. You know, we have 60 followers on Twitch, which dwarves our YouTube channel, right? I think we got maybe 10, 11, 12, somewhere around there, man. And it's amazing to me that this podcast has been around for 15 plus years, you know, and it's a journey that we've all taken together. You know what I mean? Like, it just, it's one of those things where not very many people can say that they've done something 15 years straight. You know what I mean? And this podcast is, I'm very proud of this podcast. It's never going to make money. It's never been about that. It's been about three dudes talking about video games and basically going through life and talking about the shitty things that have happened in our lives or around us in politics or in the news or whatever. And I think it's like, I think it's very therapeutic through all of us, and I know what you guys have been through, and you guys have known what I've been through over the years. You know, I've been through so much bullshit, you know, my ex-wife and you know, all that shit that I went through a period where you know, I was basically one step away from being homeless, and my mental health, yeah, it was scary, and my mental health was, yeah, no good.
My mental health too, like, that's another reason, you know. Like, I think I need to come out. Like,
yeah, no, this is good.
Something that I've really come to understand this week is how destructive the closet is.
Yeah,
and that's the other reason I feel I need to come out. Like, not just the support for people like me, but for support for myself.
I'm really happy for you, Breakman. And let me tell you something. There was I saw this guy. He had a sign at a Pride Day parade somewhere. I can't remember where. And it gave me hope. It said, I used to be a bigot, but now I'm not, and I'm offering free hugs today.
I did see that.
And the amount of support that guy got just for being brave enough to say that, you know what, at one point he was that nasty, evil human being that didn't want to have nothing to do with the LGBT community because they were different. They're no different. Breakman is no different. Eric is no different. These guys are my friends, whether they're gay, bi, non-binary.
You can call me gay. I don't care.
No,
I'm just saying, like, I'm not going to be, like, upset.
No. There's nothing to be upset about, Breakman. This is, you know, I mean, we're letting it out here, man.
I mean, I know a lot of, like, bi people are, like, no, I'm bi. Like, they don't want to, like, buy erasure and stuff like that. No, I'm not worried about that. So I'm gay.
No. I know. I look.
I'm not correct if you call me straight. But,
I hear you, man. But look, this podcast has been, you know, we're under the guise of a RPG podcast, right? A niche JRPG RPG podcast that started 15 years ago with myself and another individual who I don't want to talk about because we've had our issues. And there have been different iterations, but the main thing that has stood the test of time was us three, right? Breakman, mm-hmm. Eric RPG, and Frank Branches, you know, the RP Grinders. And nobody, and I mean nobody, can take that away from us. And also, I'll tell you this, there's not been an RPG podcast that's been around as long as ours. We are the longest running RPG podcast of its kind. Nobody, and I mean nobody, can lay claim to that but us, even though we only have, you know, 60 followers on Twitch and, I don't know, 12, 13.
RP Gamers RPG cast is probably the closest to us.
Right. But nobody compares to our show, Eric. Nobody talks about the topics that we talk about on a consistent basis. You know, I mean, we talk about everything. We talk about politics. We talk about pop culture. We talk about movies. This show is one of a kind, and I'm very proud of it. And I'm proud of you guys. You guys have been around with me the longest, you know. I do want to talk about chat here. Jen Wow says, hugs. to you, Break Man. So, you know, you have support out there, man. What else do we got here? And boobies. Jen has boobies in the chat. So, sweet. We always like the boobies, Jen. Sweet.
Yeah, like, I was never, like, lying about boobies. I love them.
Yeah.
I don't want to get people, like, thinking, like, I've been lying. Like,
no.
Just my session.
Yeah, I like them.
I like boobs too. Topher Life's in chat. What's up, Topher? What else do we got? All right, that's about it, I think. Look, Break Man.
So I'm going to blame all of my past actions on the closet. It's a terrible thing. Anytime I've been bad, it's the closet's fault.
Just spank the closet, man, instead of spanking your monkey, you know?
Or just burn the closet.
Burn the closet. That's going to be the title of this episode.
Burn the closet. I have breaking news.
What's breaking news?
Apparently, all versions of Street Fighter 4 that are currently on Steam, I think it's just Ultra Street Fighter 4 now. Apparently, it's getting rollback netcode. I'm surprised they're porting a game that old, though.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, so, like, too bad news for people who bought the Xbox 360 versions, because I bet they're not getting it.
Yeah,
PS4 version, that's up in the air too.
Yeah, I got a question for Breakman. Are you wearing rainbow underwear right now, Breakman?
No, I'm wearing the same shit I always do. I don't actually have any rainbow clothing.
You just got those.
I don't do the rainbow capitalism thing.
I think Breakman is wearing
a shirt when I was down there, and I forgot.
I think Breakman is still wearing his He-Man underoos. That's what he's wearing. Right now, just if anybody was wondering. Okay, I think Freak Flash says he spanks his monkey in the closet. Well, maybe his money too. Spanking the monkey makes a great day better. I agree, Freak. It makes a shitty day passable. It makes passable days good, and it makes good days great, right? So I think we can all agree on that. I think next week I'm going to have a review of Beavis and Butthead, the second season, so...
I need to watch that.
It's pretty fucking good.
Oh, yeah, I do have a stinko.
Oh, Jesus. We're doing our plugs, man.
Yeah, I know, but, like, I just nearly forgot about it because, like, now I can't watch it, but Paramount, following suit based on Max and Disney Plus, is removing shows. One of them was a show I was kind of looking forward to watching. I didn't know when I was going to get around to it, but now I can't unless I want to search the Seven Seas of Torrance because they got rid of Star Trek Prodigy.
Yeah, I saw that.
And apparently it's going to be moving to somewhere, but who knows when that's going to fucking happen. So.
Yeah, I know. Just get a jailbroken fucking Fire Stick, dude. You'll find anything you need on that, man. Fuck these fucking corporations that move that shit all around, man. It's just... It's bullshit, man.
Yeah, once they figured out Zaslav was doing it to save money on their taxes, they were like, yeah, let's do that too.
Yeah. All right, let's do our plugs, guys, and get the fuck out of here. Breakman.
I just want to say, Willow was removed despite the fact that it was actually viewing well.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what Disney was thinking with Willow. Freak Five says
they didn't give it a chance either. I know. Like, what was it, 6 months later it's gone?
Yeah
how you do a streaming, not a show. Like,
yeah. it's like Square Enix's unrealistic expectations or something. Oh, it's doing well but not good enough by our
or opinion, Netflix so. Canceling everything after a season. You know, it's like, Jesus, how can you even know? You know, it's like, fuck. Netflix is like the newest Fox. Remember when Fox would, like, cancel everything way too?
Oh, my God, you're right. I do remember that. Like,
yeah.
I remember the first days of Fox when they had shows like Erie, Indiana, and what was that one show where that kid saves everything?
Chris Saves the World or some shit or whatever it was.
I just remember he like was diving to save us the vial or something that was going to explode and kill everybody in the room.
I don't remember. I mean, dude, there's so many series that have died. Well, look at, like, what was it? Firefly was canceled after one fucking season, for fuck's sake. That was a great show, man. You know, yep. Like, they fucked up a lot. Fox.
Well, Fox sends shows to die. That was one of them. Putting it on at, Fridays at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, nobody was watching it then. Yeah.
You gotta end. Close out.
Yeah. All right. Freak Price.
I wasn't even home. I was usually watching it with a friend. So.
Freak Price said a friend sent me a picture of the steamer at her job. The brand name of the steamer is Cleveland. She wanted me to see the Cleveland steamer. How dare you? All right. Plug away, Breakman.
This is the last day of Pride Month, and it's Gay Pride.
Yeah, it's also the last week of Frank Branch's week, so, you know, just wanted to, or Frank Branch's month. What's that?
Birthday. Yeah. Well, I'm glad I stole your thunder. Happy birthday.
Yeah, exactly. Well, where's my present, you son of a bitch? I'm kidding. let's see. Eric, your plugs, please.
You can find my written reviews on BostonBasherBrigade.com or the audio reviews on the feed for this show. I don't have anything this week. Like I said, I kept my promise. I didn't do a review because I knew I wouldn't have time to get around to it.
Yeah.
And but along with Trails, I'm going to have a review in some form for Tears of the Kingdom.
All right.
And so probably Monday. But that's it, really. But if you like either of those things and you want to support me, there's a link to my Patreon, which is in my Twitter profile, which is at EricRPG. And sending me as little as $1 a month would help out a lot.
Yeah. All right. Eric does great reviews. You can follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches. You can follow me on any of the systems, whether it be PS5, Xbox, or Nintendo Switch. RP Grinders or Frank Branches will get you there. I want to do a special shout out to everybody in chat. Freak 5 and Jen were in there. Jen just put a poop emoji for the Cleveland steamer, which is awesome. And there's the obligatory Eric call at the end.
no, that's the thing you're telling me. It's 9 o'clock, motherfucker. Right. You either get to sleep or you eat something.
Right. Freak 5 says he had... A gay coworker said that July is Gay Wrath Month. He said November and December is Gay Gluttony Months.
Well, November, December are just gluttony months.
Yeah, period. I guess. I think that's about it. Also, a special thanks to Breakman. I mean, thanks for sharing, Breakman. It's got to be liberating for you, and I hope that your journey continues in a great way.
I don't know how I feel right now, but...
Well, look.
I do feel better, but at the same time, I kind of feel like.
Like what? Like we're going to kick your ass?
No, not that. It's just,
well, I'd probably kick your ass for being late to the show every week, but.
No, yeah. I'm just waiting for the person who's lurking to come in. You fag? Oh, God.
Well, look, we have the power of banning, which is cool, too, you know, so I'm not going to let anybody do that, so don't worry.
That's just my personal fear. Like, I've just. I was called that so many times as a kid, even when people, like, even when I was just completely in the closet, like, still getting called.
Look, I'm not gay, and I was called that several times, like, you know, so it's like, who cares, man? I mean, let people say that shit all they want. It's meaningless.
I started saying, like, when I started calling stuff gay, it was because somebody thought I was, and I was trying to deflect.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not gay. Stuff is, that like, that's gay. How... No.
Right.
And that became kind of a habit, and I just couldn't.
Well, look at this. Freak said pride is one of the seven deadly sins, so he was assigning the other sins to other months. I think he said January.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think he said January is Gay Sloth Month. I don't even know what that means, man. Freak says, I'm plugging Bernie's OnlyFans. This week she gives Frank a Cleveland steamer. How dare you, Freak 5? Exiled, you son of a bitch. Jen says she has the power. You do. Jen, and so does everybody else in here, pretty much. But if we ever see that, I will quickly, swiftly take care of business. Trust me, it's not going to happen.
The Cleveland steamer either sounds like a sexual technique or
it is. A wrestling move. just look up Cleveland steamer, Eric. You'll be changed forever for sure. All right. I just want to say thanks to my co-host for 15 years of awesomeness. I mean, we don't always agree, but one thing we can agree on is we're here consistently every week. I think there was a small stretch of, I think, a few months that I missed when I could not get on the stream because of you know, certain issues, but these guys held the fort. There have been times when Eric has been gone for a time or two. Same thing with Break. Right. What?
I specifically meant, like, Cleveland from Family Guy.
Oh,
like
I got that. You. Yeah. I don't watch that show. That show's dumb. All right, but, you know, to 15 more years of RP Grinders, guys, as long as our health, you know, allows us. But, and I'm talking mental health, too. You know, mental health and physical health. I am getting older, but, you know, shut up, Break Man. I know you were
turned 40 in bitch. I turned 40 in October. I'm already old.
Holy shit. Eric RPG turns 40 in October? Jesus Christ. Why don't we just get our...
I've turned 45, and, like, it's taken me this long coming out. Like, it's just...
Guys are too young, man.
It's way too long.
Well, you're still young, Break Man. You're good, man.
I mean, when did you come out?
Huh?
Eric.
Huh?
When did you come out?
About 2 years ago, I think.
Okay. Well, we knew longer than that, right? I mean, we've known.
Yeah. When Frank wasn't able to be on the show, those were the best. How dare you? Fuck you, Freak Five. You're exiled, you son of a bitch.
Specifically from when I actually made a Facebook post and Twitter post.
Yeah, I remember. But I knew before that, Eric. You know I knew. So, you know. Because I think you told me a long time before that. You know. So, all right, guys. Well, it's been an awesome show. And I'm happy for everybody involved. And look, we're still strong. We're still going. Like I said, as long as my physical and mental health are still good, I won't do the show without these guys. If one of these guys decides to quit, the show's over. But I don't think...
Since I'm turning 40, I probably should actually get my blood work done.
Yeah, probably. I've
never done in my adult life.
I don't have, you know, health insurance, so that's pretty much impossible for me. Freak 5 says, Break, did you get your colonoscopy? It's recommended when you are 45.
No, and remember I had that scare, too? Like, yeah. I definitely need to do it. I keep forgetting.
Yeah, well, I don't forget. I can't. I'm going to have to do a free clinic thing. But, all right.
I had that cancer scare, like,
I know.
Like 8 years ago or something? Like,
yeah.
Definitely overdue for a colonoscopy.
Yep.
Let's see.
I'm overdue for a lot of things. can't afford. All right.
Frank needs to find a fountain of youth again, doesn't he?
Yep. Thanks to Jen Wild. Thanks to Freak Five.
Keeps moving.
I think Topher showed up for a second or two. Thanks for showing up, Topher. Everybody that's in the, you know, lurking in the background, who do we have here? Let me quickly run down the list. We usually have a lot of lurkers. Let's see. We got 01 Ella, 47 Vress, 7 B Vlet, Alicidra, another TV viewer, Arc, LCO, Commander Root, Drapsnat. Feels good, man. Long usernames. That's a great username. Kata, Lion of Yara, and Spofo. Thank you all for being lurkers in the stream. So, Frank remembers when the first colonoscopy was. How dare you, Freak Five? You're exiled, son of a bitch. All right. Anything else, gentlemen, before we go?
I'm bye.
Yes, you are, Breakman. Eric?
I wish I was high.
I'm high by osmosis. Or you guys are high by osmosis, man. I never smoke before the show. One day, maybe I'll do a whole stream where I'm fucking...
I'll probably never smoke weed, but I want to get gummies, at least.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Dude, just order from Freak Five's dispensary, man. I mean, they send it anywhere. They sent it here. I wonder if they would send it to you guys. All right. For my colleagues here, stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we are out. Later, everybody. How dare you, Freak Five. Exiled, you son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. Freak Five is a son of a bitch. Because he's exiled. Exiled because of shit he said in chat. Yeah. My wife brought me some edibles from Missouri. Awesome.
I'm trying to find my pride. I'm off right now. friend.